not a world of men.
I want you to be a man.
You could just be a man in this one moment.
I gotta be a man.
Be a man.
It's be a man time.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Am I supposed to be a man?
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
You can act like a man.
Be a man.
Hey guys, Harmon here. Today we're talking comfort. And nothing says comfort like Sheath. Sheath makes the most comfortable boxers I've ever worn. If you're sick of boxers that are too loose or briefs that are too tight, Sheath is for you. I'm wearing a pair of Sheath underwear right now and every time you hear from me. It's the best. Once you get one pair, it's gonna change your life. The most comfortable boxer briefs you'll ever put on your body. Their stretchy fabric is made out of moisture wicking technology. They're super soft, keep everything cool and comfortable right in place. Sheath is particularly useful for staying cool during the summer and for working out. The most unique thing about Sheath underwear is that they have these dual pouches to keep your man parts separated, which prevents things from sticking together. I was a little skeptical about dual pouches, but let me tell you, it's a game changer. If you're not into the idea, you don't have to use them. You can still just wear them like a regular pair of underwear. You'll be the most comfortable pair of boxer briefs you've ever worn in your life. Plus, they have brand new materials like bamboo and mesh for even more cooling comfort. Go to sheathunderwear.com and get the most comfortable underwear you've ever worn. If you use the promo code BEAMAN, you also get 20% off your order. That's sheathunderwear.com, promo code BEAMAN for 20% off your order. The official underwear of the UFC. Be a man.
Experience!
Italians are funny.
They are funny.
Jewish people are funny.
Ethnic people are funny.
Yeah.
Ethnic overall, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Black, white, Jews, Italians, as long as they're animated and get fucking a lot of chutzpah stories.
Mm-hmm. Chutzpah.
You like fucking animation?
Yeah. It adds to it.
You like animation?
Pulls me in because I have a small brain. I'm like, oh, wow.
My parents were hysterical. But day-to-day
but
fucking
they,
comedy.
But they didn't know it.
They didn't know it. It was just the way they were. They were simply that way.
Yeah.
Everything was a fucking skewed take on life.
Oh, my God.
Commentary. It was just funny. And it wasn't that I got older and looked back and thought it was funny. It was funny then, and it was funny my whole fucking life.
Well, it's just the whole be a man thing. I mean, half of it's because of my father.
Right.
The way the shit he said. I mean, it's like.
At least he left you that. Right? My old man, we talked about it, but the fucking comedy. Commentary. He used to have this friend, Jimmy LaGrippo, come over. They'd play some fucking card game, and they would cheat. It was one-on-one, right? Screaming, hysterical, fucking Donnybrook fucking yelling matches over a fucking $2 game of fucking cards.
Yeah.
Fucking comedy. Like you couldn't believe. You know? Was your mother funny?
Yeah. No, she's a character.
Yeah.
She still is.
She English?
She's like English-Irish.
They have a different sense of humor than the Italians.
It's totally different.
More cutting?
The whole culture thing is different. You know?
Were they heavy in that vibe?
Yeah, she was just a very good sense of humor.
Right.
You know
how we're into being Italian?
Yeah.
Were they into being English?
Not really.
Yeah, see, they're not into
it. She's like a English-Irish, Welsh, Scottish, that whole...
Yeah.
What's the difference between all that, anyways?
Nothing.
It's the same island, right?
Not for me.
Yeah. Just a different part of the boot.
Right.
Yeah.
Yet if some people say, you Greeks, Italians, this, that, are all the same, I go, fuck you, we are.
I know.
People from Great Britain, you go, you're all the same.
My father used to get pissed. He'd be like, Greek pizza? What the there's no such thing. All pizza's Italian.
Right? Them Greeks like to think they started everything.
Yeah.
But speaking of funny people, in school, grammar school, I was... The class clown.
I was a class clown, too.
But I boarded it on fucking bad behavior.
Well,
so
yeah, of course.
Yes.
You couldn't be a class clown and not border on that.
Yeah,
they went hand in hand.
So it got risque. You upped the game.
Yeah.
Suddenly it's not cute anymore. You're in detention, buddy.
He was a performer at age 5, and look at him. Then he
was a motherfucker, man.
Started at age 5.
I punched out a fucking window at St. Mary's School in Cambridge. The nun was fucking getting physical with me. It was fucking rebelled. My father came up, sided with me. He screamed at the nun, too.
Really?
I go, what you think was going to happen here? My father was going to fucking listen to you and then hit me?
How old were you?
7th grade, 8th grade.
12. Oh, wow. My parents knew I used to get hit and stiff. They didn't.
Well, it was different.
Yeah.
You could do that back then. They'd wrap you in the fucking hand with a ruler.
Oh, yeah.
These teachers,
they told
them.
Me to... The nuns, they took me, I forget what I did, I pissed on the wall or something, but they took me into a room, and they said, close your eyes, and they all started beating the shit out of me.
No way.
Like three of them.
Wow, like a fucking blanket
party. They fucking gangbanged you with violence?
Like, close your eyes.
Yeah. And they pummeled you?
I remember Brad Park. I remember one of them pulled me by the hair.
What the fuck did you do, man?
Actually pulled me by the hair across the room. I put crayons. You know how they had the radiators in the back room? I used to put crayons on it and have a melt on there.
What a dastardly fucking act.
I mean, this is when I was living in East Boston, too, so I was like 8 years old or younger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember I was the type of kid, they used to drag your desk in front of the classroom and face the class. Like basically the fucking dunce cap. So just like this, and my classmates will be looking at me. I'll be sitting there picking your nose, going, hey.
Now you're on stage.
You're on fucking stage. Yeah. You say you think I'm a fucking degenerate and a loser? All right. I'm going all in.
Yeah.
I was a kid I grew up with. I saw him. I haven't seen him since the summer. He's up in Lincoln, New Hampshire. Every time I see him, he says the same thing. So we used to wait. You know, you didn't know who was in your class. So when we saw you walk in, we knew it was going to be a good year. I used to get in trouble.
Yeah,
I used to go
swagger.
I used to go at the teachers, like get them pissed and
me too.
Get kicked out of class.
I was a career detention guy.
Yeah, me too.
I stayed back in seventh grade both times in seventh grade.
Nice, twice,
really?
Yeah,
congratulations.
Awesome, you went through puberty in seventh grade.
Yeah, pretty much.
You're 25 years old in the eighth grade.
No, well, I ended up dropping out my second time as a freshman.
Yeah.
No, second time as a sophomore. And
so you were 16.
Yeah.
Because you can't be, if you drop out before, it's like a crime, I think, right?
And then a couple of years later, I wanted to go back, and they wouldn't let me in because by the time I would have graduated, like, I would have been 21 buying booze for fucking kids. So they didn't want that
That's
to happen.
Funny, man.
Yeah, you couldn't play sports if you were like, you could be 19, I guess, right?
I don't even know.
I know this, the high school here, and they forfeited games years ago because I think a kid was like 20.
And semi-pros of the team.
Yeah.
Fucking
like,
convicts.
You stayed back so many times.
I'm the prison team.
Yeah.
But, I mean, detention was ultimately pretty cool. You got all the
goons.
Yeah, all the goons, all the kids in the entire school with the best sense of humor. Like, I'd go on there and feel like I was, you know, fucking sharpening steel.
Right.
You have all the other fucking ball busters, and you're like, wow, you're fucking taking notes and fucking. And
sometimes those detention teachers, they were just getting paid, like, overtime for staying. They didn't give a fucking.
Right. They didn't give a
talking
shit.
Talking around. Then you had ones that was like. Take it serious. If you talked, you get an extra week or an extra night of it, right?
I was so persuasive, I would fucking sway the detention teachers to my side.
Yeah.
I go, let's break out of this fucking place. You're as much a prisoner here as I am. Let's get the fuck out of here. You don't want to take that shit, do you? They go, fuck no.
If you had a bad detention teacher, it was grim.
Yeah.
You know, it was like fucking terrible. That was detention.
You wanted wanted like the fat lady that was reading her fucking Danielle Steele novels and couldn't give a fuck.
The guy
less.
That was a coach who, you know, liked the kids and the kids liked him. You know,
the best ones were the tough guys that you can relate to on that level. Go look, just don't break my balls. All right, sit there. We'll get through this a half hour. You'll be out of here. Right. Shut the fuck up. You like all right?
Yeah,
but if a guy or a chick was dicky, then you'd break their fucking balls.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But back to comedy and shit like that, right? When I was a kid, these fucking great comedians, the Bobby Hopes, Don Rickles. Yeah. Did you like those guys, man?
Loved them. Johnny Carson's show.
To me, that's where it left off comedy. I'm not fucking.
It's different now.
You know, I mean, I like I don't give a fuck about it.
Yeah, it's different.
Like the old timers.
Just like it so is many a lot comedians different. That I never heard of that are Be A Man fans. Yeah. So it's like we get summoned to see them. You know, they want to meet me. So we go in, it's like.
Who can blame
you? You know, I don't want to name names, but there's like so many people I never heard of that I've met to the, you know, big current comedians. It's nothing against them. I just don't keep up with today's comedy.
You don't give a fuck. You're bigger than them.
No.
Tell them.
Well, because like comedy kind of became its own thing.
It's too much.
With
it's
the
much.
Internet and everything, right?
Yeah.
It's a whole different animal.
Yep.
Back in the day, you had to tune in to fucking Ed Sullivan on Sunday night. It's going way back.
Yeah, he was
and
the gatekeeper.
A fucking comedian would come on.
He was
and that's
the gatekeeper.
Where you saw a comedian.
Yeah.
Unless you went to the club back then. Nobody went that I knew.
Yeah, I mean, right? there wasn't like comedy clubs back then. No. Like, not no. until really the late 60s, 70s.
You have, like, Louis Primer and someone coming to town to play. You
oh,
know,
yeah. A lot of musicians. Yeah, slash a lot of musicians. Comedy show. Yeah. Those are the fucking... My parents used to go to those clubs.
Yeah.
Great fuck. They don't have that shit anymore like that.
But, like, a lot of people say that, like, the first stand-up kind of, even though there was music involved, was, like, the Rat Pack. Like, them up there doing routines and shit in between songs and fucking, you know, doing who's on first type shit. Yep. And fucking
right,
just basically Sammy's hanging balls. Out and fucking people looking at him.
Yeah,
you know, busting each other's balls. My parents went out two or three times. I saw him.
Yeah,
out in Vegas. Yeah. Who are they? The Dunes? Or the Sands?
One of them. Must have been a junket, though.
Yeah, you're taking a junket.
Had to have been a junket.
I could see you doing stand-up comedy.
I'm good for 5 seconds.
Yeah.
That's it.
Tell the people this is all you get.
That's what the girls tell me, too.
It's fucking worth it.
Yeah. 5 seconds.
And speaking of that again, how long do you last in that department between you and me?
Well, it depends. If it's like a first time, it's like half a pump.
Really? Oh, yeah. Nice. First time. Yeah. You're all excited.
First timers are always an instant dump for me.
It's a new, they new, don't. New piece.
Yeah, you really show your mettle the second time around. You go, don't judge me on my first outing. Yeah. It's like a pitcher. You got roughed up in 2 innings. It's all over. You get yanked.
If I want to last, I'll drink like a fucking half a gallon of water before I do it.
Do you pace yourself?
I can't complete unless, you know.
You're hydrated?
I can't complete.
It takes me longer if I have a lot of water in my fucking gut.
Oh, so you don't drink water in advance?
Wow, no, that's a good organic trick.
Yeah.
Right. Complete.
Yeah.
You complete me.
Can't blow a load, all right? That's what complete means.
Did you like the Jerky Boys, Beer Man?
Yeah, they're good.
I like them because you know why? We were all doing that shit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Fuck, me and my friends did that.
And when
could have done that.
No,
when that shit came out, you couldn't, like, there wasn't a single fucking, like, blue-collar truck was driving around that didn't have that plan.
Yeah.
Like, everybody was fucking listening to it.
Did it come out on a CD the first time? I was like, yeah. CD, it didn't come out on cassette first.
No, they did. They had it on tapes. Well, but there was originally a thing called Tube Bar that came out before it.
Right.
And that was on cassette. And the original Jerky Boys came out on cassette and CD.
Fucking love it.
It was like the cassette era when they came out, like in the
mid-70s. They were right on the cusp.
Yeah.
No, the Jerky Boys were mid to late 90s.
That's right.
No, they were early.
Yeah.
Early 90s.
Yeah.
And it was a new take on comedy because all you had up to that point was, the stand-up comics, whatever. Movies was a different category. But to have another alternative to listen to people doing prank phone calls, I thought it was the best fucking thing going.
Yeah.
That 2-3-5 year run they had, whatever it was.
Yeah.
It was fucking funny.
I listened to those fucking tapes nonstop. I listened to them all the time.
I still listen from time to time.
I do, too.
Yeah. I'm not
legendary.
Lie.
No,
they're unbelievable.
You know, I was a fucking master at that, calling people. Mm. It's really too bad we didn't type it. It was fucking great. We were right up there with the Jerky Boys, my crew.
The shit we used to do was be like, you know, call up like a gay guy looking for a roommate and start fucking with him.
It's great fun.
Someone who lost their dog. I told this before. It's like, I found your dog. Can I have a reward? So, thank God. Where'd you find it? Well, I found half on the sidewalk, the other half in the street. You know, so fucking cruel.
See, I think they really got good when they started, like, basically taking out ads in the paper saying that they were selling shit and having people call them.
Oh, right.
That's when fucking, like, the muffin really came out of the pan because there was some classic ones.
Yes. Yeah. Fucking tremendous.
Oh, yeah.
But now they went away.
But that's, like, kind of like before then, like, in the 70s and stuff, there was the comedy albums.
The comedy albums back in the 70s.
Oh, my God. They were the best.
You know the Bill Cosby album of a long, long, obviously, before you fell from grace? His album is called Bill Cosby is a Very Funny Fellow, right? I knew every word on that fucking album. And you look back on it, it was so fucking lame. He's really not that funny to me, that guy.
Was that Albert one?
Yeah. And all that stuff. And to think that I thought that was hysterical. And then you listen to it years later and go, you suck. If I knew I had to only be this level, I would have been a fucking comedian. You suck.
I think my parents had the Flip Wilson one.
Flip.
Remember Flip?
The Rodney album.
Wife beater, right?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. A lot of them beat the wives. Yeah. Fucking drug them. Those two, anyway.
Yeah.
Right?
The best was the Cheech and Chong album that came with the fucking huge rolling paper.
Big Bamboo.
that first movie was like the best comedy ever.
That was awesome.
That was incredible.
I want to make a movie like that.
Well, one thing that I recently watched it, and one thing that it never really occurred to me is that like that movie is basically taken from the segments that were on the album.
Right.
Oh, really?
Yes. And so when you watch it, there's a lot of things that kind of it seems like it's presented in almost acts.
Right.
And that's because that's exactly what it is. It's not really supposed to be a coherent plot.
No.
It's just a bunch of different scenes that tie together. Yeah. But the way that that it's edited
they did a great job acting too.
They did.
I mean, maybe they're not probably weren't acting. Right, just acting as themselves. But I remember there was about six or seven of us at college. We all got fucking stoned. Went to watch it.
It's great.
Yes.
Stacey Keach.
Yeah, hey, you're pissing on my leg.
Yeah. Shoot the moon.
They threw Chong in fucking jail years later.
Yeah.
Selling pipes and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Now he's doing it legally on Twitter.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
And he's fucking doing edibles or something.
He's doing all that shit. He's doing his pipes are like high end.
He embraced the whole thing.
His daughter's pretty hot, right?
Ray Dong Chong. Yeah. She's gone, though, is she?
She's dead.
No. But as far as it being hot, I haven't heard that in 30 years.
Yeah, I don't know if she's hot.
No, but Ray, she's dead.
Yeah.
But Ray Dong Chong,
she ain't hot
anymore, is she?
Probably not. She used to be, though, like 30 years ago.
Right. Yeah. No, I haven't heard, the first person I've heard utter her name in fucking 30 years.
I forgot her first name. I just remember she
like that name, Ray Dong Chong?
Yeah, Ray Dong, I thought maybe she was half Asian.
Yeah,
because she had like the Ray Dong.
Father was fucking not an Asian, obviously, right? Tommy Chong. You have the Chong name though.
Yeah, what is
the Chinese
Chong?
Name? Isn't it? You wouldn't know.
Yeah,
is that Chinese? Be a man.
He could be half Chinese, maybe.
You know any Chongs?
Chinese Mexican?
I know some Chings.
I know a couple
some
Chings. I know. I used to know a couple Chongs.
Yeah.
Fucking Eugene Chung was a lineman for the Patriots.
Yeah, and you got Patrick Chung was the safety.
Chung.
Yeah,
right.
But Eugene Chung was first.
Right, they drafted him. He sucked.
Yeah, he was first round pick. He looked Asian.
Stiff.
But what's his name? Remember we met him, Chung?
Oh, Patrick Chung? That's right. Yeah, we did.
We were talking to him, and he's like, I think his father was Asian?
More like a black guy, right?
Yeah.
He's a black guy, yeah.
But his father's Asian. His mother's black, and... He's telling us he loves hockey, and we're like, oh, really? He's like, what do you think? I can't play hockey because I'm black? He said fooling around.
Did you say yes?
So he's a good guy. But he loves hockey. I guess he's a good hockey player. Yeah. Somehow we got in that subject. Good guy.
Be a man. Experience!
How about these stiffs in life you made that have zero, I mean zero, senses of humor? People with a real stick up their ass.
Fucking dry.
It's a bummer.
He's just fucking dry.
I can't handle that.
Can
you?
No, I hate him.
It's just, and I look at it like it's a choice. You're choosing to be a piece of shit and to piss on everybody else's mood.
Right.
You're just choosing to fucking not enjoy life.
Complaining.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't stand it.
I mean, I complain, but I have a legitimate cause.
Yeah, other but people, you do it don't. In a funny way.
Yeah, right.
I'm not amused by your behavior, Mr. Biore. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, really.
Get out.
Fucking boring.
Go away.
Fucking boring.
Idiots. Sam Kinison, Rodney Dangerfield, Dice Clay, great. Roseanne Barr, yes. Bobcat Goldthwait, not so much to me.
Too much.
Sorry.
Too much, too loud.
Dennis Miller, hey, so.
He's okay.
Tim Allen going, I was a sucker for it. I loved it. Did you like that?
Yeah, a lot of people did.
Tim Dick. His name is Tim Dick, for real.
That's his real name?
Tim Allen.
When I found that out, I was like, oh, really?
I remember like Steve Allen, guys like that.
Right.
Like when I was younger, because my parents would watch it.
Yeah.
You know, and Joey Bishop.
Joey Bishop, a Rat Packer.
Yeah.
The least member of the Rat Pack.
Yeah.
Hey, you're in the Rat Pack.
Sid Caesar?
Sid Caesar.
Like, Sid Caesar.
Guys
what
like
a
that.
Name.
Like, that was, you know, probably when you were like 10, and I was like
days.
6 or 7.
Right,
like on TV, my parents would be watching.
Huge.
You'd have like people over and they'd all be watching. Eating, have laughing.
Sid Caesar and Imogene Coco.
Yeah.
That was the wife.
Yeah.
She too was a sucky comedian. She too was an unfunny comedian like him.
Blonde, right? Was she blonde?
I don't even know. Fucking dingbat.
Remember the name.
I think she's the one they tied up on the roof of the car in Vacation with Chevy Chase. Remember they were driving the fucking person was tied on the roof?
Yeah.
I think it was her. Wasn't that her?
I'm pretty sure it was.
She must have been older than that.
Yeah, she's an old bag by then.
Yeah.
No, I sound terrible, don't I? Hey, when I'm an old fuck, if I make it, you call me whatever the fuck you want. I don't care.
Yeah, exactly.
Who cares, right?
Yeah.
I expect to be made fun of and treated meanly.
Yeah. Well, it depends if you... Yeah, but if you're a cool old person, you won't be. But if you... If you're not, you bring it upon yourself.
As long as you're not shuffling around like an old man.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you're a funny old man,
right,
then you're fucking endearing and yeah, everybody loves you.
George Burns.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. He smoked all them cigars, lived to be 100. He didn't give a fuck.
Yeah. Remember Gracie?
I follow this old man on boxing, like, you know, thing on Instagram, whatever. The guy's about 78, 79 years old. Shit, hit the fucking bag.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I know I'm not tough. I wouldn't fight this guy. This fucking guy legitimately will knock you the fuck out. Not you, of course. But other people, he knows how to bob, weave, move.
Mm-hmm.
2-3 minutes, sustained fucking action. I go,
was he a boxer?
Yeah, he was a boxer.
Oh, he was a boxer.
But he still got it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He fucking is like, I go, this guy's snapping fucking punches.
You see Tyson hit the bag?
When you see them guys hit the bag, you go, oh, that's how you hit the bag. I hit the bag nothing like this.
Yeah, I know. It's like they're fucking...
A fucking patty cake. The thing doesn't even move.
Yeah, you think the bag's going to fucking explode.
Oh, they make the fucking thing swing.
Oh, God. Yeah. You get the guy holding it. So it doesn't, right?
Sometimes them guys stick their face out and they get fucking nailed right in the fucking mug.
I say this all the time. You think you're in good shape? Try hitting a heavy bag for 30 seconds.
That's right.
Just 30 seconds.
I can't.
You know?
I mean,
I can't hit the bag in front of people. Why? Because ultimately I know I don't hit it like a real man.
Yeah.
They got a bag right in the middle of the fucking gym I go to. Mm-hmm. Right there. Yeah. So if you hit it, Everybody would see you and hear you. So you go, listen, I'm not ready for that fucking performance because I suck.
Yeah, right.
But if I could rock that bag, bob and weave, going, huh, 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 with each blow, I would fucking do it.
Did you get a speed bag there, too?
No.
Just a big one.
But it's weird. It's like right in the fucking area.
Like a big, huge ball hanging
right out? Right there.
A lot of gyms. Yeah, hey, my gym got that, too.
Everybody's going to see me hit the bag like a pussy. I can't do that.
Yeah, How about those punching machines like the arcade games?
Oh, I like those. It registers on the fucking meter, right? I saw one the other day where I was with my kids. I was tempted to do it, but I said, why? To fucking belittle myself?
Yeah.
You throw your shoulder out at that age. If you don't do it, you fucking throw your shoulder out. Like sprain your wrist.
There's a great meme going around. One of them fucking reels. Some guy steps up to it, probably seen it. He goes, winds up to hit that fucking bag. He goes face first on the fucking ground and gets knocked out.
There's a lot of fucking follies in the punching game. I've seen tons of them.
It's a good game, isn't it?
Mm. Oh, it's great.
Have you ever done it?
I've done it, and I definitely didn't get the number I thought I was capable of.
Yeah, I've done it a few times. I forget.
I don't think I've ever done it. What I see now. But you might want to have 3 tries at it so you really get everything just to give yourself a true grade.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you may be off 1 punch, whatever. I mean,
you see a lot of people just take a step and a half run and
punch
into it.
That doesn't count.
Yeah.
You know? No. You're going to make believe it's the 15th fucking round. Mm. You're behind on all scorecards.
Yep.
And you go, okay, I need a fucking
left.
KO. Yeah. What do you got?
Full haymaker.
Bust the fucking Mathis. Yeah. Remember him? He got KO'd by everybody.
I do.
But one of the things that kind of makes like going out and going places is dealing with funny staff, like going to a bar and there's like waitresses that bust your balls, but they're fun about it, you know, like fun bartenders that'll fucking you know, tell a joke and fucking light up your smoke,
you know. I noticed
like
when I was in Vegas, I know so many bartenders had personality.
Oh,
you know, just fucking good shits.
It's a good formula if you want to make money.
Yeah, well,
right?
That's, you know, that's the thing.
I will tip the shit out of a funny bartender.
Exactly.
If he or she makes me laugh, bang.
Make me feel I'm the only man in the bar.
Yes.
With my drink and a quippy comment.
Yeah, it's a whole different
I'm yours.
Yeah. Or bust somebody else's balls and like include me in on the joke.
Right.
I'll do that all day.
Exactly. You like a bartender with a little fucking spin around moves like Cocktail the Movie, all that bullshit? You like that?
A little pizzazz.
A little showbiz.
A little different, yeah.
A little razzle dazzle
thing with the fucking Japanese.
I like when they're working a chick, too. You see when they're working a chick.
Well, we all saw that John has a classic shaker the bartender shaker move.
Love
when
that.
We did the when we did the Be Manly thing for the show.
I stole that shake and bake move from fucking Joe Sullivan, the bartender at the Park and Tavern in Charlestown, Somerville line.
Oh yeah,
shot 5 times on 5 different occasions, survived.
Really?
People trying to rob his shitty little bar he had. It's fucking great.
He's like 50 Cent.
Oh yeah. Jesus. Shut up. He ain't gonna let them steal no fucking money from him. Yeah. Joe Sullivan.
Is he still there?
Nah, he might, if he would, he'd be 140 by now.
Oh, okay.
He was the guy with the ham and cheese. He did, with mustard. Yes, Joe, with mustard. He couldn't wait to lean in and go, with mustard. With mustard. Go, Joe, I'm getting a fucking ham and cheese from the Park and Tavern. Of course I'm going to have mustard on it.
Yeah.
The guy wiped his balls, his ass, handled money, smoked cigarettes, made drink, and then he made your fucking ham and cheese sandwich. And you thought nothing of it.
No.
No. I don't think of his filthy disease.
Now we're grossed out. Now we're grossed out.
Now you skeeve us.
Yeah.
You skeeve be a man.
Oh,
you
big skeeve time. People? I hate other people's dirt.
How about their breath?
Oh.
No?
I hate it.
No good.
I hate people's breath.
I know. I'm known to have asshole breath, but you know, it's my breath.
Oh, yeah.
But when it's from someone else, oof.
Yeah.
Be a man. Experience!
One of the best things to laugh at is the misery and misfortune of other
that
people.
That is the best.
It is. I love watching, like, two kids collide on a fucking bike, on bicycles or something.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Well, you notice I put in my stories now, I put funny things of people having mishaps. It's my favorite thing.
It's the
I
best.
I howl.
It's all day.
It's all day, right? You can watch that all day.
Oh, yeah.
I can't get enough of it, actually.
Watching
I just
people
can't.
Watching people fall, watching people get hit, watching people get sucker punched.
Isn't it great? You watch, like, a lot of shit with animals, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like dogs and cats.
Yeah.
Like fucking
I watch dog shit all day.
World's biggest puppy cuck. Put a cucumber behind a cat.
And yeah.
They think it's like a snake, I think, is why they freak out. But they, like, they'll hit the roof. They'll jump.
Really?
Yeah.
At the sight of a cucumber?
Yeah.
I'm going to go home and try it with those cats.
Yeah.
So if I walk in, I have a cucumber in my pocket. If I go like this.
You got to put, like, if they're eating their food, do it behind them. Don't let them see it.
Oh, how about if
they when they turn around, they think it's like a snake. Because I read they can't differentiate between yellow and green.
Fucking morons.
So they think it's a snake.
Really?
Fucking, smart animals, my ass.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they're colorblind for that color, so they for some reason they think it's a snake.
Should I cruelly go fuck with the cat with a cucumber?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I got nothing else to do and I feel lousy about
myself.
You got
like three cats up there, right?
Four.
That's a lot of cucumbers.
So I think my cats, I think one of them just looked at it and was like, oh, whatever. And the other one, I think, got a little freaked out. But
do you feel your cats truly love you?
Or not? They love being fed.
You think they'd go build a new family tomorrow and not miss a beat?
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
That's my thing.
After a day.
At one, 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Not even. Huh?
Yeah, they're just friends. They're friendly, so it'd be like no thing.
I'm the new guy. I'll be giving the food. Okay. Yeah, the other guy, where is
he? I got a place to sleep all day. All right.
You know that fucking Oni you had for 30 years? He get hit by a fucking bus. They go, so what? Where's my fucking bowl of milk?
Yeah.
Are you the new guy?
You could give a fuck less.
You know, it was always good trying to contain your laughter in church or somewhere like that. Yeah. Those were the best fucking laughs, weren't they, when you were a kid?
Yeah, like nothing made.
What do you mean when you're a kid?
Right.
Yeah, nothing made it funnier than the fact that you weren't supposed to laugh. It would take a normal joke and just shoot it through the roof.
My parents used to have names for, like, because there's a lot of big families that used to go to church together.
Yeah, yeah.
And they used to all sit in order, like the father, mother, oldest, all.
Yeah.
You know, they had names for all the different families.
Look at them all in church.
They have like a name for every family.
We cracked up inappropriately. I told this before, but I don't give a fuck. I'll tell it again at my father's funeral, graveside. We literally. Openly all laughed because some nice doctor, I'll tell it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right?
About the stolen,
and he said, stolen valor. Yeah. He goes, Doc, I didn't storm the beaches of Normandy to let this beat me. We all looked at each other. We fucking burst out laughing. The poor guy had no idea.
Yeah.
He was fed a line of bullshit by my old man.
That's great.
Isn't that great? Yeah. We fucking laughed. And somebody goes, that's Chucky. That's Chucky. He would say that.
Was that his, what was his first
Charles.
Name? Charles. His
some called him Charlie, some called him Chucky.
He didn't have an Italian first name?
No. Then my sister said his real name was Carmen. I go, huh?
Yeah, see?
Shit like that.
Well, yeah, that's my whole family. There's a lot of dubious
record keeping.
Yeah, well, my whole family on my father's side, it's like they have their real name. They won't call them.
Right.
They have a nickname. Then they have the name on the birth certificate. We find this out every time one of them was dying.
That's right. That's what happens.
We see the birth certificate and we're like, oh, his name was Liberato.
Yeah, yeah, right.
But they called him Libby. You know, and then... But everyone referred to him as Mac. It was his nickname.
Yeah, he's really Enzo Stuati. Yeah, but you knew him as Bob.
Yeah. His name was his name was Serafino, but everyone called him Salvatore.
Right.
But his real name's Paul.
But his close friends called him Jimmy. Paul,
yeah, it's like they all had three names. Even my aunt.
Right?
Yeah, even my aunt.
I know. I like a mishmash of names for a person. You?
Yeah, they all had three.
It's great.
The real one, the one everyone called him and a nickname.
And you know what's great when you have that? Like, say two people really kind of know the story, and the third person goes, wait a minute, what, I'm confused here. I thought he was Bob. Oh, what is his real name? And then you go into the whole fucking story, the head spinning.
Yeah.
By the time it's over,
be a man. Experience!
Well, I reckon we learned some valuable lessons today, buckaroos. Always laugh at other people's misfortune. Embrace the funny people in your life and never trust a fucking stiff with no sense of humor. Be a man.
I hope you enjoyed the
Be a Man Experience.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.